Every day it's the same. You get out of bed on the same side. You put on your socks before your shirt. Your toast always gets buttered from right to left. And you turn on BBC Somerset. Every day, our breakfast show keeps you up to date with what's happening in Somerset with Matt Faulkner on weekdays.
A BBC Somerset investigation has revealed the number of mobile speed cameras in the county is increasing.
With Simon Parkin on Saturday.
Good morning, it's BBC Somerset. Thank you for choosing to spend your Saturday morning with us.
And Trevor Fry on Sundays.
Can't believe I'm sitting here at this time of the morning with a tie and cufflinks.
Breakfast, 7 days a week. On BBC Somerset, rivalry.
It can get very competitive.
You're better than them.
The rivalry between, say, Upton on Severn, Ledbury, Pershore is quite strong.
You want the upper hand.
Football teams, the cricket teams, always the rivalry.
All this week on The Breakfast Show, we're talking rivalry, one-upmanship, competitions, duels and contests from across the county.
The high school only catered for the best and the technical school were the next ones before they went to the comprehensive school.
Rivalry, all this week on Mark Cummings' Breakfast Show, BBC Radio Gloucestershire. We're better than the rest. Obviously, every year, Cheltenham comes alive with 2,000 literary lovers.
Cheltenham's just such, visually, such a fantastic place to come to.
Well, I love Cheltenham because of coming to the festival, quite so. I get to know little bits of it each time.
I went past the college and there is a beautiful Ionic portico. It just lifts the spirits when you see that stuff.
I never thought it'd be as big as what it is.
We'll be bringing you the buzz from the 10-day celebration of writing, authors, and reading.
We're just here to sort of chat and answer questions. Whether or not we are sufficiently entertaining under those circumstances remains to be seen.
The Cheltenham Literature Festival 2010, coming soon on BBC Radio Gloucestershire.